نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Just really few words of encouragement for myself, for everyone, and also just to recap a little bit. Today, alhamdulillah, all the bayans were very, very good, very good bayans. And from Juma till now, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept, give us tawfiq to make amal. Also, with the level of taqwa that has been spoken about was a high level. And wherever we are, we must try our best to try and reach there. Don't despair, don't become despondent also, but we have to try. Our work is to try. And then to get this taqwa, repeatedly we have heard to stay in the company of the pious. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, we heard this example many times from Hazrat, that Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Ali, said that if we put lights on, bulbs in our time, a 15 watt globe, a 60 watt globe, 100 watt, 1000 watt, 1500 watt, each one will give light. But when they all together, it will make a strong light, a big light. And now from that big light, even the one that got a 2000 watt globe, it will benefit from the 15 watt also. Because now the light has gone all together, it's gone very, very high. So the same way, this kunuma sadiqeen, this of us all coming together here, everyone has got the light of iman, alhamdulillah. And everyone's degree is different. But when we come together for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and that is also very important, to always make niyyah for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That when we come together for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, then everyone's light is now shining. As was explained after Asr by Maulana Ibrahim Timal also, we don't see this light. If we put on a torch, we see the light. But this light of Iman, we don't see. But it's there, it's a reality. And this is Iman bil ghaib, to believe in the unseen. We believe in Mushahada, what we see with our eyes. You put the torch on, you can see there is light. But your Iman, your As-Salatu Nurun, Al-Ilmu Nurun, that is Nur. But we don't see that light. This is what we have to try and work towards. So of all of us coming together, and that Noor now is becoming more stronger. And each one, everyone, the one with the weakest Iman and the one with the strongest Iman, all of them are benefiting from this Noor and from this Iman. So let us all try and inshallah make niyat. Again, niyat is very important, as that also has been stressed very much, that the purpose of coming is to at least make niyat that we can move forward. Not just come here, as was explained also, people come for the bayans for various reasons. If we come here for our islah, and we make that niyat, that we want to make our islah, inshallah, then our islah will be made. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah, and make the stay of ours here fruitful, and make it easy and accepting, and bring a change within our lives, etc. That is important to see, that when we go from here, that we go with a change in our lives. And also very important is that all efforts of deen are very important. Whether it is khanqa here, whether it is tabligh and da'wat, whether it is darul ulooms, whether it is social welfare work, relief work, all aspects of deen are part of the work of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must support all the aspects of deen, and as far as possible, wherever we can, try and take part in all the aspects of deen. In as much as we can, try and take part also. And don't criticize any aspect of deen. That is the worst thing that we can do. That we cannot take part, but we criticize. And we become, passing our comments all the time. That should not happen. Whatever we can do, try and be constructive, be positive, and try and do as much as we can. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. We'll ask Maulana Rafiq to make dua.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ashabi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل صلاه كامله وسلم سلاما تاما على سيدنا محمد تنحل به العقد وتنفرج به الكرب وتقضى به الحوائج وتنال به الرغائب وحسن الخواتيم ويستسقى الغمام بوجه الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه في كل لمحه ونفس لعدد كل معلوم لك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، اللهم صل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا الله مالك ولا حول ما عفر ما والله فقيبا واستنسى الله والله والله all the brothers that have come here, Allah, they've come here solely because of love for you, Ya Allah, because they are afraid of you, Ya Allah, because they want to be successful in the dunya and the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us all taqwa, Ya Allah. Give us khashiyat, Ya Allah. Give us true love for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us abstain from haram, from wrong, from the things that you have made haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give him good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let him be with us, Ya Allah, for a long, long time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant him good health, Ya Allah, grant him good health, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us appreciate him and all the mashayikh, Ya Allah. And let us take benefit from such people, Ya Allah. Let us appreciate them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, whatever has been said here in this majalis, Ya Allah, let us bring it into our lives, Ya Allah. You accept it, Ya Allah, and let us bring it into our lives, Ya Allah. You accept it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, for as long as we love, Ya Allah, let us live on Iman, Ya Allah. Today when you take us away, Ya Allah, take us away with Iman, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let the sawal jawab in the qabr be easy for us, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, all the horrors of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, save us, Ya Allah, and give us a place in the shade of your arch, Ya Allah. And without hisab kitab, without accountability, Ya Allah, admit us into Jannah, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.